This is episode 2342 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. Welcome back to another day, day two of our series, as we continue to explore the theme this week, embracing confidence. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for being here. Know that the half-hour guided meditation experiences are waiting for you for a week free on the Sip and Om meditation app. You'll also find the week's journal with a daily reflection question and the guide with all the meditation techniques right there for you. You also receive on this slowdown guide the yoga asana that's customized for this week's series, as well as the herb that can benefit you in a similar way as do the meditation techniques. Again, the Sip and Om meditation app is a full week free. So as you get ready to meditate today, you might be wondering about the week's challenge. In yesterday's episode, as we launched into this brand new series, you discovered that your challenge for the week, which you are encouraged to do every single day, has you going on a vision quest. And a vision quest is where you visualize yourself having some kind of success or doing what is going to make you feel confident. As you focus on this week's series of confidence, embracing it, think about an area of your life where you're not feeling so confident. And you might notice that this area of your life causes you resistance whenever you think of something you want to do, or someone you want to meet, or maybe a job you want to quit, or a project you may want to begin. Whatever it is, you might feel this sinking feeling in your stomach, or a squeezing at your chest, or maybe tension in your jaw or shoulders. Notice where you hold this resistance in your body as you meditate. It's always important to begin your meditation by honoring how you feel. So at the beginning of each guided meditation, I encourage you to notice where you hold your emotions that day. So today, notice your resistance. As you do your vision quest, notice your resistance. So your vision quest, again, is when you pause a few times throughout your day and you visualize what it is you want. If it's a presentation you're giving, or maybe a project you're working on that you're not feeling so confident about completing, visualize yourself completing it. Visualize how you'll look. Visualize the expression on your face, what you'll be wearing. Visualize when you'll be doing this. Really hone in on the experience that will make you feel so much more confident when you have some completion. Also, you might feel as though you don't feel so confident about something you can't necessarily change. This might have to do with your physical appearance. It might have to do with a relationship you're in that you can't necessarily sever, and you don't necessarily want to sever it, but it's a difficult relationship. In this case, think about what you could do to elevate the situation. What could you do to feel better about yourself despite things about yourself that you can't necessarily change about your appearance, for example? Or how could you elevate someone else sometimes people need someone to believe in them, and they can be at their worst. And this causes a negative reaction with the people they interact with. Well, how could you try to elevate that person, to believe in them, to believe in who they are, that best part of themselves that they are concealing? How could you elevate a situation in your life that is difficult? What could you do to make it better? It doesn't mean that you still won't feel the greatest about your appearance, or you still won't feel impatient with somebody who's particularly moody around you. But how could you do it anyway? How could you try to up-level the situation? It doesn't mean that you'll change yourself, someone else, or a situation. It means that you'll be honoring yourself and choosing how you want to respond to stress and challenges in your life. Sometimes you need to simply remove yourself from a person or a challenging situation. But if you know that you're honoring who you are, your highest self, others often notice this. They often will likewise up-level themselves. Not always, but honor the way you feel most comfortable responding. And sometimes that could entail creating a boundary, because you have to also protect yourself. It's hard to go through each day. It requires a lot of energy. Do your best to rise to the occasion with the best part of who you are. Even if you don't feel like it, do it anyway, as long as it's not a situation where you need a firm boundary. So that is your affirmation for this week. I'll be guiding you as you settle yourself down for an affirmation meditation. Think about something in your life where you're not feeling so confident, and notice where you feel resistance, and see if you can name that resistance. Now visualize yourself rising to the occasion, rising to the highest part of who you are. How can you improve a situation in your life that causes you stress? Mentally affirm out loud, "I'll do it anyway. I'll do it anyway. I'll do it anyway." Notice if you begin to feel a little more open, a little less resistant. Now repeat the affirmation in a whisper. "I'll do it anyway. I'll do it anyway. I'll do it anyway." Notice how you feel. Allow yourself to feel okay with this resistance you may continue to feel, and allow yourself to open up to a higher aspect of the situation. Now mentally repeat, "I'll do it anyway." Continue to repeat the affirmation anytime you notice your thoughts begin to wander, or anytime you begin to feel that resistance. you are so worth slowing down for.